There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live indeed. That's what we're doing here, where we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can just dial on in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've just been talking about insanity in the supermarket, actually, in Russia, where tons of food is being incinerated, being confiscated, and destroyed in a variety of different ways. And also, we haven't yet talked about Venezuela. We'll get to that with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Right back to your calls. We go to Andrew in Birmingham. You're on Free Talk Live. And Andrew, go ahead.
Hey, y'all were just talking about the different candidates and specifically about Rand Paul. And
yeah, I was talking about how in the debate, which I did not watch last night, I was only told this by Daryl, that apparently Rand Paul kept his hand down while Donald Trump was the only one with the courage to raise his hand to the question, to a couple of different questions. One question about...
No, it was one question that was a two-part question.
Oh, two parts. Okay. Well, can you recap for me then, Daryl?
Yeah, so the question was, raise your hand if you are not willing to say that you will endorse the presumptive nominee, and if you will not rule out an independent run should you not get the Republican nomination.
And he raised his hand, and Rand Paul kept his down, which means that Rand Paul is just another party politician, just like the rest of them on that stage. He's not setting himself apart, unlike his father, Ron, who absolutely would refuse to endorse any old Republican who accepted the nomination and refused to do so both in 2008 and 2012. So I just want to clarify, I'm not endorsing or supporting Donald Trump. It's just an interesting comparison that Trump is willing to sort of be Ron Paul, yeah, on the stage, and Rand is not. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, so, I mean, based on that, you know, I'm just thinking back to, I mean, anyone who's ever been in politics who I might even trust, and to me, that list is very small. It's very small. And Ron Paul is on my list. Like, I really do trust him as a person. You know, maybe I shouldn't, but if he were running as president, I would definitely vote for him. I don't care what he's running under. I just trust him. And maybe that's foolish, but to me, that would be my best chance in my lifetime, because I'll never be able to do something like that.
You're too late. You know, Ron Paul's last run was in 2012, so that one's pretty much done for.
My question, though, is based upon that, what if he came out and said, you know what, I back whoever the Libertarian Party nominated? What if he said, I would back my son, though? You know, back Rand Paul. Would you then trust him enough to say, you know what, if he says that, then I would?
To date, Ron Paul still has not donated to the Rand Paul 2016 campaign.
Now, has he backed him verbally, though? I mean, has...
Not that I've heard.
Really? I'd be surprised about that.
I mean, that to me says something. So, I guess I'll keep... I mean, I guess I was just wanting to talk to y'all about that possibility. Like, what if he does come out and say, hey, you know what, I'm... You know, you could, after weighing everything, I really do back Rand Paul. You know, would that...
I would lose a little bit of respect for Ron.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he should just show sports because, oh, he's my kid.
Well, I mean, that's why I would understand if he did, right? I mean, if Ron Paul comes out in favor.
Like, what if they, you know, because he's talked to Rand his whole life, right? Sure. Surely he's taught him what you would teach your son if you had a son. I mean, surely he taught him that. So how far does the apple really fall from the tree? You know, if Ron came out and said, look, guys, you're right about that. I'm just wondering if this is that type of a situation, or if Ron Paul did back him, what would you think about it?
Thanks for the call, Andrew. Appreciate it. Anything you want to add to that, Daryl? I mean, Ron Paul, obviously he's got a lot of weight within the Liberty community. People will listen very closely to what he has to say.
I think people would jump on Ron the same way they did when he endorsed some of the bad Republicans down in Texas in, I think it was 2010, where he had signed a pledge of I'll endorse all incumbents that are Republican running for re-election in the Congress.
And I remember that, yeah.
You know, one of those happened to be the guy that introduced, I think it was CISPA, which was the something internet, we're going to spy on you, whatever, under the guise of intellectual property. He endorsed that guy. He got called out on it. And then there were actually people, it was John Bush that called him out on it, and there were actually people that jumped on John Bush saying, you shouldn't question this old man.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to raise someone like Ron Paul to the level of a deity. I mean, whatever he comes out of his mouth isn't necessarily golden. He's not, you know, 100% libertarian on every issue every time, but he's way better on every issue than Rand Paul.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it will be interesting, Daryl. So I take it you've been looking at the FEC filings, and you're the, did you, or were you the one who dug up the information about him not donating?
Somebody had posted, there's a website that I check in on every so often called independentpoliticalreport.com, and somebody had mentioned in one of the threads about the Rand Paul claiming to get the endorsement of the libertarians, somebody posted, and Ron still has not donated to Rand. And so then I went to the FEC and I checked to verify.
Because you can look at all of his
because, you
donators.
Know, like, trust but verify. And looked, and yep, sure enough, he's not donated to the Rand Paul campaign.
Well, now, you only have to report if it's over 200, correct?
That's correct.
So in theory, he could have donated $100 and it wouldn't have been on the books.
In theory. But if you, the way it is, it's 200 cumulative, not 200 one time.
200 through the entire campaign.
Right.
Right.
So if he, you know, gave him like $100 today and then $100 6 months ago, that's $200, so would be reported.
So, coming up here, Daryl, you had the 10 reasons to not support the Free the Nipple Project, but since we're talking about Rand Paul, I've had a little piece here from Politico.com, written by Jonathan Bidlack, and is entitled, Why I'm Tired of Defending Rand Paul. Since serving as Ron Paul's fundraising director in 2008, I've often been asked what made Congressman Paul so popular. Why he was able to raise so much money, especially online. Remember that? Remember the Ron Paul money bomb that was like $20 million or something like
that? Yeah, some outrageous amount. And that led Glenn Beck to say that Ron Paul was a terrorist because his campaign fundraiser was called Money Bomb,
Bomb,
only terrorists say bomb.
Yeah, it was great stuff. And all of that was created by the Ron Paul fanatics, by the
people. It was grassroots.
Right. In fact, the guy who created the Ron Paul Money Bomb is a Free State Project participant. His name's Trevor Lyman. Anyway, in a recent months, the new question has replaced the old ones. And that is, will his son be able to do the same?
Nope.
Earlier this year, when reporters began calling to ask for my predictions about how Paul the Younger's fundraising momentum would compare to his father's, I behaved as I thought was appropriate. I hedged. I bit my tongue. I answered cautiously. Through it all, I haven't said what now seems increasingly obvious. There is little chance that Rand Paul's momentum will ever match that of Ron Paul. The unfortunate reason is clear. Rand Paul doesn't stand for much of anything anymore. And did he ever? Dismal headlines this week in Politico, like Inside Rand Paul's Downward Spiral, The Washington Post, The Most Interesting Man in Politics Isn't Drawing Much Interest in New Hampshire, and The Daily Beast, The Cancer on Rand Paul's Campaign, all but write an obituary for what was supposed to be a generation-shifting campaign. Regardless of whether one is inclined to believe the media, it's no longer possible to ignore the fact that Paul's support is slipping. His New Hampshire numbers have dropped from 14% in February to just 4%, according to a poll released on Sunday. By comparison, Ron Paul received nearly 8% of the state's vote in 2008 and over 22% in 2012. Senator Paul's national ratings, though they matter little at this point, have also dropped. Senator Paul has raised significantly less than most major candidates, pulling in $6.9 million, including a $1.6 million transfer from his Senate committee. Affiliated super PACs have raised only $5 million. Meanwhile, Jeb Bush's super PAC has raised $103 million, and Ted Cruz's with over $37 million.
And I've got news about the head of one of Rand Paul's super PACs.
Mm.
And we'll compare his raisings to his dad here in a moment as well. 855-453, 855-450-3733. Sick of Rand Paul yet?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can also call us up on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about protectionism or Rand Paul, that's where we've been so far. Coming up, we'll talk about the bees. Apparently, they are back. Danica's got that story. And also Daryl with 10 reasons to not support the Free the Nipple campaign. Not necessarily that you agree with those 10 reasons, Daryl.
Right. I would say there's probably only three of them that I in some way would agree with.
We'll see what that is because I haven't read them yet, so I'm interested because I'm a supporter of it. I think it's a great idea. So we'll get to that when we get the chance. Also, I want to let you know about ProXPN. If you're getting online, whether you're getting online on Windows, Linux, Mac, whatever, you know, iOS devices, Android, ProXPN can help protect you from people that want to save your surfing history, like your very own internet service provider, or maybe criminals trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets. ProXPN can help protect you. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started right now for free, but when you use code FTL50, you'll save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you get the annual account with code FTL50. It breaks the price down to around $5 a month, and with that premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. It's proxpn.com/FTL. The story from politico.com is written by Jonathan Bidlack. He is the former fundraising director for Ron Paul's campaign back in 2008. And he says that in the beginning of this year, when reporters were calling asking for his predictions about how Rand Paul's fundraising momentum would compare to his father's, he hedged, he bit his tongue, and he answered cautiously. But now he is saying what seems increasingly obvious, that there's little chance that Rand's momentum will match his father's. They give some numbers here about his fundraising thus far, pointing out that he's raised a lot less than most of the major candidates. But also by comparison, in the last quarters of 2007, in the last two quarters, Ron Paul, who had literally 0% name ID and early analysis, raised $25.2 million, second to only to Rudy Giuliani's $26 million. Super PACs, of course, were not a factor. Rand Paul thus far in 2015, which is not the same as judging it by the last two quarters of 2007, but he's only up to 6.9 million raised thus far. In 2007, Ron Paul's success was called astounding. In 2015, Rand Paul finds himself having to explain his paltry returns. How did we get here? Perhaps I should start by answering how I got here. In 2007, I was preparing to transition beyond my first post-college job, and like many 23-year-olds, wasn't sure exactly to what. Weighing law school or maybe business school, politics wasn't on my radar when a friend sent me an article by Radley Balco entitled Ron Paul, The Real Republican? When you read about a vote in Congress that goes something like 412-1, odds are pretty good that the sole nay may have come from Representative Ron Paul, wrote Balco. Paul isn't a reflexive contrarian. He doesn't oppose just to oppose. Rather, he has a core set of principles that guide him. They happen to be the same principles envisioned by the framers of the U.S. Constitution: limited government, federalism, free trade, and commerce, with a premium on peace. And, of course, anybody who has paid attention to Ron Paul knows that's a pretty accurate statement about the man. I was hooked. The more I read about the congressman from Texas, the more excited I became. Like thousands of people across the country, I joined my local meetup group. These online grassroots organizing communities sprung up by the thousands all around the country. Some of them are still operating today, from what I understand. Together, ours blanketed the Fairfield County, Connecticut, with homemade signs and Ron Paul literature. I'll never forget sitting in a small chain restaurant one night and passing around a basket to gather some extra cash for canvassing supplies. Within 20 minutes, we'd raised over $1,000. I was no longer uncertain about my career path. I sent my resume to the campaign, hoping for a regional post, but found myself interviewing in Washington, D.C., and then being tapped by campaign chairman Kent Snyder as the director of fundraising. In retrospect, I'm not sure if our scrappy office of 20-somethings, crowded above an Arlington dry cleaner, realized how significantly we were changing the world. But every person in the office deeply believed in what we were doing. This energy translated into innovative and wildly successful fundraising. Most of it, by the way, not done by the campaign. We ultimately raised over $35 million, largely online and via social media, well before Obama for America mastered the craft. There was one major reason for that success. Congressman Paul exuded a sincerity that even those who disagreed with him had to respect, and that his base found electrifying. Paul had one of the most consistent voting records in Congress and hasn't changed his message over time, as viral clips proved. His message, limited government with even more limited foreign intervention, respect for the individual, sound money, and fiscal responsibility, brought together a diverse and dedicated following. And while Paul is staunchly pro-life, he avoided the type of alienating social issues rhetoric that many Republicans struggle with. Ultimately, of course, Congressman Paul would not be president. His steadfast and sometimes quirky libertarianism failed to make inroads within the GOP, but it ignited a nationwide movement that hungered for someone to take it to the next level. Now, before we go on here, I'd like to thank Ron Paul for doing what he did and all the people who supported him, because it's not Rand Paul who is the true successor to Ron Paul. It's the whole liberty movement. I mean, when Ron Paul left the scene after the 2012 campaign, a lot of people were wondering, well, now what? You know, is everybody going to put their hope in his son and hope that he can pull this off in 2016? Well, you know, people already knew at that time that his son was just a shadow of Ron. And so really, the real question is, what is next for the liberty movement? And to me, the answer, of course, is the Free State Project. You know, Ron Paul has actually endorsed the Free State Project, I believe, on more than one occasion. He has spoken at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum event several years ago. I don't think he's ever been at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I don't think so.
No.
But, you know, he's not unfamiliar with the Free State Project. You're seeing Free State Project participants getting elected, unlike libertarians all around the rest of the country. Free Staters are actually making an impact here in New Hampshire politics and outside of New Hampshire politics. And so the liberty movement is much bigger than one man, but it certainly is true that Ron Paul is responsible for bringing millions of people to the ideas of liberty and to relatively principled ideas of liberty. And that's something his son will never accomplish.
I don't want to disagree for the sake of disagreeing, but just because Ron Paul espoused the ideas on television does not make Ron Paul responsible for someone coming to the ideas of liberty.
That person
had to, like, do their own sort of work. But I've heard people say, you know, like, I would never have, learned this or that or that. You know, like, I owe everything to Ron Paul.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, you don't. Like, you know, just because some guy said something and you heard it on TV does not mean that you owe everything to him.
You probably owe, like, a certain portion of it. I mean, I don't think I ever would have gotten involved with the Free State Project or known about it had it not been for some of the things I read about Ron Paul during college. I was just like, wow, this guy is really, really interesting.
I think that it's a fair thing to say that Ron Paul was the first gateway to the liberty movement.
That's fair, but to say, like, I owe it all to him,
yeah,
I would say it's a stretch.
We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, reasons someone says people should not support the Free the Nipple campaign, which I am a supporter of, but we'll get into those when we get the chance. With you in studio, you've got Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Express Coin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, and the really popular Dogecoin. It's really shot up the charts. I was over at coincap.io, and it's like number 5, I think, of all the cryptocurrencies right now. Dogecoin's doing pretty good. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they are a licensed money services business. So go to expresscoin.com, and whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you out. You can get cryptocurrencies with money order or a check through expresscoin.com. You can even do it through your smartphone with their app, which you can also get at expresscoin.com. Don't forget, coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all by using coupon code FTL at expresscoin.com. We'll get back to Rand Paul, the campaign, one of the campaign staffers from the Ron Paul campaign in 2008, the fundraising director, is saying he's tired of defending Rand Paul. And so we're going to get into his reasons for that here in moments. But let's go first to Skype, where Rod is on the line in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live, Rod. Or, excuse me, yeah, Rod.
Yeah, hi everybody. I was born in Venezuela, and I was just there now visiting my parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was, of course, very depressing, the whole situation. I had to bring two suitcases full of just basic goods like razor blades, deodorant,
toilet paper.
I didn't have to bring that, but because my parents installed bidets, you know, to deal with the situation. Vitamin C, a laptop, like.
Were you asked by Venezuelan Border Patrol why you were bringing all of this stuff into the country?
No, I wasn't.
It was probably obvious.
Yeah, but I think everybody does that.
Right, because you can't get that stuff easily.
Oh, right, and like their travel department, like the Secretary of Travel told visitors, like, make sure you bring your own toilet paper when you come to our country.
Right, and he's obviously, I mean, he's probably not bringing enough to feed a, you know, or support a small army, but, you know, who knows?
I think they leave you alone if you're not bringing, like, 100 of the same item.
Yeah.
Like, if it's evident that you're smuggling stuff for resale, then they're going to try to get a bribe from you. But you can get the stuff in.
Okay, yeah, just the way you said, like, suitcases full, I'm imagining, like, one suitcase full of razors, one suitcase full
of...
Oh,
no, sorry.
That would raise my eyebrows, for sure.
No, no, I just had two suitcases total.
Okay.
And they were filled with that variety of different
things. Got it. Okay.
Very basic.
All right. And you did that because it's super difficult to actually find those things in places like supermarkets.
Exactly. Or you can find certain things, but they're extremely expensive because they're scarce.
Now, how many dollars, I mean, were they letting you bring any dollars into the country? Because right now you can get 600 plus bolivars per dollar over there is the last time I looked.
U.S. dollar.
Per U.S. dollar.
Yeah. He's Canadian.
Okay,
yeah,
good point.
You can bring cash. You can bring cash in, but it would be very stupid of you to use your credit card or something like that, or to wire money in, because then they will give you the official exchange rate, and you don't want to sell at the official exchange rate.
Which is 6.3 bolivars per dollar.
Exactly, and the real exchange rate, the black market, is more than 100 times that.
Yeah, it is, and like it's been fascinating to watch that change, because just within the last year, it's gone from like 150 bolivars per dollar on the black market to over 600 bolivars per dollar. And
while I was there, yeah. I was there for 10 days. I arrived, and it was at 500. When I left, it was at 600.
Wow.
It was just incredible. And
when was the last time you were there prior to this?
Maybe 3 years before that.
What have you seen change in that 3 years?
Grocery stores empty?
Grocery stores are empty. Everything is, you know, kind of run down. The buildings are not being painted. Mm. Nothing is being maintained. People's cars are all just run down. And that's very, very obvious to me. And also, in my own neighborhood, I only saw old people and people with small children, and people my age. I'm 40. I just didn't see anybody.
Why do you think that is?
They have all left.
And where are they?
In the U.S.,
really?
In Europe, in Canada. Like, anybody that has any means or a degree will leave.
Okay.
And also people that have nothing to lose, obviously. These people will also risk everything and leave.
Wow.
As well.
So would you say a lot of people are going into the surrounding countries as well?
Yes, apparently there's a huge Venezuelan community in, like, Panama, and people. There used to be a lot of immigration to Venezuela from Colombia when Venezuela was richer than Colombia.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And now these people have had children and so on. So people are reclaiming their Colombian citizenship.
Interesting.
And going back, even though they had never been there in their entire lives.
What else was shocking about your visit back home? In where were you? Caracas, or
yeah, I was in Caracas only. I mean, I saw things that were incredible, like expired goods. Like they would say, oh, we have here this medicine. And then everybody would go there and do the line. And then somebody in the line would say, oh, this medicine is expired.
Oh.
And then half the people online would leave and the other half would say, okay, I'll get it anyway.
Yeah, that's all they got.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And also the expropriation of, you know, private production was very evident also. And just a week ago, I think they expropriated the beer company, the local beer company, the biggest conglomerate.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, if there's no beer, there could be some kind of a change in Venezuela.
Yeah.
But it's hard
right. People want to drink when times are tough so they can forget about how times are tough.
Right, exactly.
They can't drink.
Unfortunately, Venezuelans drink a lot, and they drank before Chavez. And So, that's a basic thing. If they screw that up, if they're that stupid, then maybe there will be something.
Is there an election on the horizon there this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's in December or something like that. But I don't know for sure. No, I have no idea. Because, first of all, they revamped the whole voting system to a software system.
Uh-oh.
Where they're not
actually,
yeah, that's right. They're not counting, you know, physical ballots
what
or
anything
like that.
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly.
Nicolas and Maduro forever.
That's right. That's right. Just like Kim Jong-un, you know, yeah. 100% of the vote. So I don't know. And also, you know, the government owns the oil industry, and if the price of oil goes back up, they'll be able to buy more votes. That has always been what they've done. So basically, they will give a lot of gifts to people in the lower income brackets, and those people will vote for them.
Yeah. Come on out, vote for our party. We'll give you some free toilet paper.
Exactly.
Free beer.
Beer works very well.
Right. I don't know. I mean, do you think that come December, that whoever, you know, Maduro and his cronies, the current presidente there, that, you know, they can pull the wool over people's eyes again? I mean, it's going to be pretty hard to come back from this. I mean, I would imagine a lot of people in Venezuela are not happy with the status quo.
But, you know, that's what I thought. Like, many times before, that's what I thought, and these guys got reelected. So people are either stupid or they're rigging the election.
Yeah, could be both.
Or both.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, thanks, Rod, for
Thank
the call.
You.
Very informative. Glad you made it back out of there, okay? Because things are pretty bad down there right now. Looting and violence on the rise in Venezuela's supermarkets.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO?
MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to join us here toll-free, whether you want to talk about Venezuela, Rand Paul, Russia destroying tons of food products. Those are some of the things we've been discussing here tonight. The we includes me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
You can join us toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Cell 411 is now available on iPhone and iOS devices. Cell 411, we've been talking about it for a couple weeks now. Android users have had access for a little while. Android users, you're going to pay 99 cents for this amazing decentralized micro social network app that allows you to create and to manage and respond to alerts and emergencies in real time. So let's say you are part of a neighborhood watch and a neighborhood watch group. You're out and about. You're in the streets. You see something happening, some sort of crime being committed. There's an option for that in Cell 411. You can hit the send of an alert to let your friends know, your other neighborhood watchers know that you're observing a crime. It will show them your location. It will show you how far, or if you're receiving the alert, how far away you are from that person, and allow you to decide whether you can respond or not. So if you're in the neighborhood, or you're in the watch or whatever, you're available, you can respond. You let that person know, Daryl's on the way. And then they'll get a notice back, letting them know someone is responding. But it's not just about neighborhood watch. It's perfect for cop block activists, medical workers, or anybody just in a neighborhood or a family or a group of friends who wants to be available, who wants to be on call for somebody who needs help. And this is one of the things that Cell 411 is great at doing already. It's just its first version. They got some cool changes coming up in the upcoming versions, and it's all of 99 cents for Android users, iPhone and iOS users. You get an introductory week for free, so you can go grab the app right now. I believe it's still free. If you go now to the Apple App Store and search for Cell 411, C-E-L-L, and 411. I've got it. We're using it here in Keene, and it's working so far. I'm looking forward to seeing it developed over time, but 99 cents is well worth it if it helps save a life or helps prevent somebody from getting arrested, for instance. Cell 411. All right, so we can talk more about Venezuela here in moments. Also, the Free the Nipple, 10 reasons to not support that. We'll see what those are coming up here in a little bit. Also, you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. We're back to the story from the Ron Paul, one of his supporters back in 2008, Jonathan Bidlack. He was Ron Paul's fundraising director in 2008. He's kind of been in the early portion of this article over at Politico.com has told his story. You know, how did he end up on the campaign staff of Ron Paul? And he's told that story and is talking about how obviously Ron Paul did not become president, but he did make inroads within the GOP, or rather the libertarians failed to make the inroads, but he did ignite a nationwide movement that is hungering for someone to take it to the next level. I think that's the failure, though, is that they're expecting it to be one man, when I don't know if you're going to see, you know, sort of this great man like Ron Paul arise again at that level on the national scene. Some people wanted it to be Rand Paul, but obviously he's not even a shadow of his father. Back to the story from Politico. Enter Dr. Rand Paul. Rand Paul was always supposed to be different from Ron Paul. Any serious political observer realized he could not win a Republican nomination or any nomination holding the hardcore positions of his father. But his pragmatism has evolved over the years into boilerplate Republican talking points. Today, he's a candidate who has very few unique positions on anything. His recent polling and fundraising numbers show the results of this trajectory. And it wasn't always this way. Rand Paul won national acclaim 2 years ago with his well-publicized 13-hour filibuster of the president's drone policy. Paul declared on the Senate floor, "I will speak until I can no longer speak. I will speak as long as it takes until the alarm is sounded from coast to coast that our Constitution is important, that our right to trial by jury is precious," unquote.
Now, let me ask this question. Do either one of you know what he was actually filibustering?
I don't recall. I think you probably told me at the time, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
The nomination of CIA Director John Brennan.
Okay.
So he just took the opportunity to, you know, I can filibuster, so I'm going to filibuster. And he talked about drones.
He made it about drones.
He made it about drones. And most people think that he was filibustering some sort of authorization for a drone program. He was filibustering the nomination of the CIA director, John Brennan.
After that impressive performance, I was thrilled to stand with Rand, as were millions of other Americans. Public opinion on drones changed almost overnight. As Business Insider noted, quote, support for targeting American citizens suspected of being terrorists abroad dropped 13 points among Republicans, 17 points among Democrats, and a whopping 23 points among independents. Paul comfortably polled at or near the top of the field for the rest of the year and through 2014. Fast forward to April 2015, following a controversial drone strike that killed two alleged American Al-Qaeda operatives and two hostages, one of whom was also American, Rand Paul struck a very different tone. He said at that time, quote, that's this year now, "I've been an opponent of using drones on people not involved in combat, but if you're holding hostages, you kind of are involved in combat, and you don't get due process or anything like that in a war zone," he said. He added that the captors, quote, probably got what was coming to them, unquote. Though he regretted, quote, some innocent people lost their lives, the hostages, unquote. Paul's rationale perhaps wouldn't have been noteworthy coming from another Republican. But in a time when there was significant criticism of the loss of hostages, it was baffling to libertarians that Senator Paul would come to a lame duck Democratic president's defense. Unlike many libertarians, I don't expect pure libertarian orthodoxy from Rand Paul.
I don't expect pure libertarian orthodoxy from anybody that calls themselves a Republican.
Right.
If a national figure is demonstrably closer to my ideals in the competition, that's good enough. But the problem remains that Senator Paul is demonstrably all over the map. After months of skepticism of U.S. involvement in Syria and Iraq, Rand Paul called for airstrikes, authorized by Congress. He later sought to declare war on ISIL and put boots on the ground. He's done a complete 180 on the threat from Iran, signing the Tom Cotton letter opposing the recent nuclear deal. And while being one of the more nuanced voices opposing the deal, he still relied on the sort of fear-mongering and misleading rhetoric that his father rejected.
He also introduced legislation a couple of years ago to add sanctions to Iran,
which means starving people.
Yes.
Ron Paul proudly thumbed his nose at Republican orthodoxy, fearlessly voicing his beliefs, no matter how halted or no matter how hated his position might make him among the GOP. I remember specifically Ron Paul coming out in favor of legalizing heroin on the stage and getting thunderous applause.
Yes.
At one of those debates. I think it was in 2012. His son, of course, cannot win a primary by following that exact model, but he has failed to make the Republican base trust him while risking losing his own. He said gay marriage offends
him. I thought the Republican base was his base.
Well, I don't know. I'm not involved with the Republican Party, so...
Right, but no, the way this guy wrote that, it sort of is indicating that, you know, self-described libertarians is Rand Paul's base.
I think he's suggesting that, yeah, there's a base of libertarians there.
But
I think that's true.
Rand Paul is doing all of these Republican-y things. His base is Republicans.
Yeah, didn't he say that he was going to run as a Republican? I mean,
he is running as a Republican.
He is a Republican. He's running as a Republican.
He's not a libertarian.
No, absolutely
he
not.
He even says, I'm not a libertarian. He was asked during this thing that happened in Manchester that was not a debate that happened on Monday, and he said, I'm a constitutional conservative.
He said gay marriage offends him and called for tent revivals to combat America's moral crisis while simultaneously supporting ending marriage licenses altogether. He supports lowering sentences for drug offenses and is publicly courting the marijuana industry while very consistently making clear that he opposes legalization. And in recent weeks, he's gone so far as to apparently jump onto the Trump bandwagon in seeking to defund so-called sanctuary cities. He spent months reaching out to minority communities and branding himself as a different kind of Republican on police brutality and criminal justice reform. But when Baltimore was burning following Freddie Gray's suspicious death in police custody, Paul couldn't have been more tone-deaf, scoffing how glad he was that his train didn't stop in Baltimore and offering what seemed to be 1990s-era moral majority musings on the downfall of the family. Unlike Ron Paul, who voted to cut government spending at every opportunity, Rand Paul voted last year for a flawed veterans bill that included $10 billion in unoffset new spending, and then quietly offered an amendment this March to hike the Pentagon budget by billions more, a stunning reversal from his 2011 calls for a 23% reduction. After widespread outcry, advisors insisted that critics had just gotten it wrong, that Senator Paul had offered the amendment, which included various politically impossible and non-defense cuts, to draw a line in the sand on whether Senators Rubio and Cruz were willing to pay for big Pentagon spending.
This sounds almost Nancy Pelosi-esque. Of we have to pass the bill to find out what's in it. We have to increase the spending for the Pentagon so that we can cut it.
The point was lost on nearly all media and, to my knowledge, has yet to be highlighted by Senator Paul himself. Rand Paul and his defenders, of which I have frankly grown wary of being part, can explain nearly every one of these aberrations from past positions or ideology, but that's not the point. As the old saying goes, politics is like dating. If you're explaining, you're losing. 855, 450-FREE. We'll come back. We'll talk about the boobs and more about this boob, Rand Paul. It's Free Talk Live.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.